Hello, and welcome to the Brothers Grimm Lunch Break. I'm Eric Wagoner. Today, I'll be reading Old Sultan. A farmer had a faithful dog named Sultan, and when the dog had grown old and lost all his teeth, he could no longer grip things tightly. One day, as the farmer was standing by the front door with his wife, he said, "I'm going to shoot old Sultan tomorrow. He's no longer of any use to us." His wife felt sorry for the faithful creature, and she replied, "Couldn't we just keep him on and feed him? After all, he's served us so many years and has been loyal to us." "My God," the husband exclaimed, "don't you have any sense? He doesn't have a tooth left in his head, and there's not a thief who'd be afraid of him. It's time for him to go. He served us well, but he was also fed well in return." The poor dog was basking nearby in the sun and overheard everything that was said. He was sad that the next day was to be his last. But he had a good friend, the wolf, and in the evening he sneaked out into the forest to see him and whine about his impending fate. "Listen, cousin," said the wolf, "keep your spirits up. You can depend on me to help you out of your dilemma. In fact, I've already thought of something. Early tomorrow morning, your master will be going out with his wife to make hay, and they'll take their little child with them, because nobody will be staying at home. They generally lay the child behind the hedge in the shade while they work. Now, I want you to lie down next to the child, as if you wanted to guard him. I'll come out of the forest and steal the child. Then you've got to take to your heels, as if you wanted to get the child away from me. I'll let him drop, and you bring him back to his parents, who believe that you rescued him. Then they'll be too grateful to think of harming you. On the contrary, they'll be completely indebted to you and give you anything you want." The dog liked the scheme, and he carried it out just as planned. When the wolf stole the child and began carrying him through the fields, the father screamed, and when old Sultan brought the child back, he was happy and patted the dog. "Nobody's going to touch a hair on your head," he said. "You can stay here and eat your fill for as long as you live." Then he turned to his wife and said, "Go home right away and cook some bread mush. He won't need to chew that. Also, bring the pillow from my bed. I want to give him that as a gift to lie on." From then on, old Sultan had it good, and he could not have wished for a better life. Soon after, the wolf visited him and was so glad to learn that everything succeeded so well. "Now, cousin," he said, "I hope you'll wink an eye when I steal a fat sheep from your master every now and then. Times are getting hard for all of us." "Don't count on that," the dog answered. "I intend to stay faithful to my master, and I can't let you do it." The wolf did not believe that the dog meant what he said. So, during the night, he crept into the yard to steal the sheep. However, the farmer, who had learned about the wolf's plan from the faithful Sultan, was waiting for him and gave him a good thrashing with a flail. The wolf was forced to scamper away, but he cried out at the dog, "Just wait, you traitor, you'll pay for this." The next morning, the wolf sent the boar as his second to challenge the dog to meet him out in the forest and settle their affair. Old Sultan could find no one who would be his second, except for a three-legged cat. And when they went out together, the poor cat limped and had to hold his tail erect because of the pain he was suffering. The wolf and his second were already at the spot. When they saw the opponent coming, they thought he was carrying a saber with him because they mistook the cat's erect tail for a saber. Moreover, on seeing the cat limping on three legs, they thought he was picking up stones to throw at them. The wolf and the boar became so frightened that the boar crept into some bushes and the wolf jumped up a tree. When the dog and the cat arrived at the spot, they were puzzled to find no one there. However, the wild boar had not been able to conceal himself completely in the bushes. One of his ears was showing, and as the cat was looking cautiously about, the boar twitched his ear. The cat thought a mouse might be stirring in the bushes and jumped on it. She took a good hard bite, and the boar leapt with a loud cry and ran away. "The guilty one's sitting up there in the tree," he screamed. The dog and the cat looked up and saw the wolf, who was so ashamed he had shown such cowardice that he accepted the dog's offer of peace. The end. The Brothers Grimm Lunch Break is released under a Creative Commons, Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives license. Download it and share it all you'd like, but don't change it or sell it. The translations used are copyright Jack Zipes and are used with permission. His collected translations, The Complete Fairy Tales of the Brothers Grimm, is available on the media of your choice from Bantam Books. The music is Mount Timbrel by Jamie Janover off his All Strings Considered album, available on magnatune.com. If you'd like to listen to any of the other tales, you can find them on our website, www.grimlunch.org, where you can also leave comments or subscribe through iTunes. Thank you for listening.